Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. We're back. Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen. This is the year 2023. We made it another year. If you're listening to this, you made it another year, another day, another hour, another minute, another second. Now listen, guys. Listen. Last year, the podcast did great. This is, I believe, the third year. Have over 150 episodes. And we're going to keep rolling, man. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing it. I appreciate every single person that has pressed play over these years. Do you know how hard it is to get someone to take time out of their day to press play? So there's out of everywhere you could have been, you took time to listen to this podcast, and I don't take that for granted, and I do not take it lightly. This year, man, we're not going to talk about last year. We're going to talk about this year. Because this year, the word is discipline. Having the discipline to shut up, having the discipline to speak, having the discipline, it's not about just working out, man. You know, after, I think today's 600, and I was supposed to stop the streak, but it's not killing me. Like, if anyway, my point is, it's going to be almost 690 straight days that I've been working out. And around day 550, you start realizing what you did to get to this ain't going to get you to that. Like, just going hard every day. Eventually, you're going to drop that excess weight, and now your normal body's there. And just working out without attaching the discipline of nutrition, the discipline of food, the unlearning of things that you did to damage your body is tough, man. People don't want to get the weight off because it gets tough. And I'm right now, people, in the tough stage. Hey, man, I can't eat that no more. I'm not going to lose another pound significantly by just going hard and working out. And attach that to your life. Keep working till you can't work no more. Keep going hard every day. And by the way, it's not just to keep drinking or keep smoking every day. Keep doing crack. Keep doing. Hey, man, let's talk about the perceived healthy things that people do. And because it's not perceived by society as bad, yours is healthy and theirs is bad, right? We'll talk about the person that smokes cigarettes. Man, he smokes cigs. And you can't stop working. And that's going to kill you more than that's going to kill him. That's not a perfect science. But my point is, the same heart attack he can have by them cigarettes is the same you can have because you're overstressed, overworked, underloved. And that's where we are as a culture. We are. Grant Cardone, a money guy, said that you should be embarrassed as a man if you make $35,000 a month. I had to let that sink in. Do you know how ignorant of a statement that is? That's where we are today. We are all achieving, we're all going, we're all striving, we're all focused and miserable. We don't have no fun. We don't laugh. We don't joke. Everybody's mature. Everyone's, you know, just grinding. And listen, this podcast is called the Grind is Ugly podcast. Because it is. That never changes. That never changes. But listen to me. At some point, you have to stop and ask yourself, have you gone as far as you can go by just working out? Whatever that is in your life, have you gone as far as you can go by just working out? It happens in your relationships. hey, man, what got us to this 4 years ain't going to get us to 8 more, man. It ain't going to get us to 10 more. It ain't going to get us to 20 more. I've been married 7 years, fam. And you are not going to get to 14 years doing what you did in those 7 years. And sometimes I think that we as humans, we are all human beings. We are all people. Take away that I'm black and you're white and I'm gray and you're X and you're Z and you're a boomer and all these, and I'm they and we're him. Take apart all of that. We are people that get offended. We're people that like eating. We're people that like company. We're people that like love. We're people that like respect. We want to be touched. We want to be appreciated. We want to be all the good things. And we know we don't like being made. Hey, you're a human. You're listening to this. Do you like being made fun of ever? Is there ever a time where you're like, you know what was good for me? Being made fun of. And whether it's good for you or not, who knows? But did you like it? Of course not. Hey, who likes being stressed? Some of it, we like doing our best work under pressure. Yeah. But is it good for you? You know, in running, they talk about your pace, right? And we all have wearables, tech. And I'm a tech guy. I want the newest, you know, whatever it is. It just is what it is. My father was like that. He liked the new gadgets, right? And I do too. My kids do every, you know, we like that crap, man. Like, it's cool. This watch gives you just a slighter, better heart rate. Anyway, you know, they get you marketing. And be very careful what you're being marketed, because you are being marketed. And listen, I don't know how I can explain this. Men and women, when you're thinking those thoughts and you take a little too long to look at this post or that post, it starts feeding you what you want. If you're sad, they're going to feed you sad content. Like I can't express to you how much these wearables, these comforts are costing us connection. We have more Wi-Fi than ever and are more disconnected than ever. We have more bandwidth than ever, and we can't connect. We have more cells. You get the point. I can go on and on. We are not connected. Women literally hate men, and men completely disrespect women. We are complete. All you see is women always making sure a man feels that they're not wanted. And all you're going to see is men talk about how dumb all the women are. And we're just going to keep doing that until we're all... Look at our marriages. Look at our relationships. I saw a great post. Hey, if every year you're cutting off your friends, you're a bad judge of character. You can't always... You know what? Let me stay focused. Heart rate. Your perception of how hard you're going and what's being shown to you are two different things. So they'll say, people will go, I'm on an easy pace run, meaning I want to, usually on an easy pace run, you're trying to recover or you're just trying to go longer. So an easy pace, say your race pace is an 8-minute mile, your easy pace will be 10:30, 10 minute, you know. But some people will go, man, I did an easy pace run today and it'll be a 9-minute and 30-second mile. Your body doesn't care what you're saying, if that makes sense. You did not go easy on your body just because you said it. There's perceived effort, and then there's what your body is feeling. And sometimes our perception and what is actually happening are not the same. Man, I thought I'd do good on this. You didn't, though. You didn't. Man, I thought I rested today, but you didn't. You went in the office. You cleaned out the garage, but it was something I wanted to do. I was resting. No, you're not. You might say, oh, I rested today. But your body's saying, hey, man, no, you didn't. And more and more and more, the more I grind, the more life is coming, the more I realize how important rest, R&R. R&R, rest and relaxation. Happiness, wellness, peace, joy, serenity. Things that matter more than everything else. But we are also focused on an impossible vision. We literally are like animals running on a treadmill with a banana in front of us. We're never going to catch that banana because it's based on our fake perception. We live in an algorithm. We want what it tells us. Santorini, Greece. It started popping up on Instagram. I will never forget how many people went to, not Tijuana. Where was the, not the Maldives, not Bora Bora, Tulum during COVID. I can't stress enough. People that go to those Mexican resorts, Hispanic resorts, you go to them. After your eighth mixed drink that's really just sugar and you've laid on the beach for 3 days, did you go there to enjoy yourself? Are you really enjoying yourself? Or did you go there for the fit, for the IG? People literally travel for IG. And what made you want to go there? Because you saw it. Why did I eat here? Because I saw it. What made me think that and then tell someone else that? People are using Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, hearing what they're saying, then regurgitating that to people in their circle like that's an original thought. Yeah, you know, that's not your thought. So who are you? Like, really take an inventory. Who are you for real? Not what you've been told you are subconsciously or consciously. Man, we are living in an algorithm. And this is a new year. Do not let it rot, man. It's a new year. This year, get your joy back, man. I set all these goals at the beginning of the year and then looked at them and gone, I don't care if I don't. Goal-oriented is important, but more and more, you're going to die. And that is morbid to people, but you are going to die. And at the end, I don't want to, I reached all my goals. Did I live? Did I laugh? Did I enjoy my life? Or did I just hit all my goals? Man, I love doing this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for listening.